yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. Fitness studio owners know better than anyone how valuable word of mouth marketing is to the bottom line of your boutique fitness business. You've got loyal clients who absolutely love what you offer, and they can be your greatest asset when you're looking to grow your client base. But guess what? You don't have to cross your fingers and hope that your clients tell their friends about your studio. You can encourage them with smartly designed referral programs. And that's what we're talking about today. Well, hi there. I'm Sarah Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Saran, and I am so happy you've joined me today. We are diving in to a set of tried and tested tips for creating a referral program that keeps your client list growing week after week, month after month, and year after year. All right. So now I know that as a studio owner and as a teacher, you know firsthand the value of word of mouth marketing. And you've probably grown your client base this yet way for a long time. And, you know, I know that so often we actually pride ourselves on getting clients this way, because after all, it's just really nice to know that your clients appreciate you and value enough to recommend you to their friends and colleagues. But a long time ago, when I started working with studio owners on the marketing side, I got to thinking about this word of mouth marketing, and I wondered if there was a way that we could perhaps supercharge this marketing method that we have come or had come to rely on at that point quite heavily. And when it comes to doing that, I think there are a couple of ways to do this. One way that I am firmly believe in and think that we should all be a little bit more focused on is in getting really clear with the way that you talk about what you do, so that your clients not only know what you do from experiencing it, but they also become familiar with the language for how to describe what they do, right? Because often they don't know what this is. They'll just say, oh, my teacher, she's so great. You should go take a session with her. Or my teacher's fantastic. He's awesome. He's going to show you exactly how all these things that I really enjoy and you're going to love too, right? And what's even better than those, absolutely, they're definitely glowing recommendations, but what's better than those types of comments is when someone can give a specific reason why you're such a great teacher that details with perhaps a specific story or insight that makes you stand out from the crowd, right? And this can take a little bit of time to sort of filter down, but When your clients truly can sort of grasp what it is that you do and the value that you have to offer, then they become not just referrers for you, but they also become an ambassador and a champion of your business. And then you're onto a really winning formula. So that's one area that I definitely think we can all do a little better on. And I encourage you to think about the language you're using when you're talking to your clients about what you do. But you don't, that's not the only way to drive word of mouth marketing, because I don't think that we have to wait for referrals to come your way. I know that you can encourage your clients gently, but very effectively to share your details with their friends. And there are quite a few different ways to do that. Now, if you don't have a formal referral program in your business, then this is a good time to think about what that might look like in your business. And what I've seen is that they can really help studio owners to leverage that power of encouraging existing clients who love what you offer to perhaps influence their friends, their network, the people that they know in the way that is effectively helps your business to grow. All right. So let's dive into what that looks like. Now, you know, I've been working with hundreds of studio owners the course of the last 10 years, helping them turn, in some cases, something that started from a passion project, something that they were really, really excited about doing for themselves, into a truly profitable business. And I do this work because I know firsthand what it's like to have that fulfillment from teaching Pilates. But equally, I know how it feels to perhaps feel a little bit overwhelmed or frustrated by the business side of boutique fitness, of building a business like this. And, you know, I know that marketing is an absolutely critical component to getting more people into your studio, right? 100%. But it can be really tricky to know where your resources should be channeled, especially when you perhaps you don't have a huge budget for marketing, right? So if you are a smaller studio owner, perhaps a home studio owner, perhaps you're just getting started, you don't have an advertising budget. You don't have a marketing department, right? But that doesn't mean that we should avoid or ignore marketing altogether. We will still use word of mouth marketing. Even as you grow, even as you get bigger, it still becomes a very important component of what brings you clients. And whenever I ask studio owners, it doesn't matter what size of business it is, about their marketing efforts and how their clients find them, by far the most common answer I hear every single time is word of mouth. Right? Makes so much sense too, because, you know, someone starts to take sessions in your studio or they come to a class in your studio and they love the experience they have. And they perhaps start seeing and feeling the changes that what you teach them, you know, they start to feel it, right? And this is what they'd been hoping for when they found you. And guess what? What you do works. So guess what happens next? They are excited about this and they start telling friends and family members or coworkers who are looking for the same thing. And before you know it, you know, this is how your client roster grows and expands, right? And usually when you're starting out, this is exactly how you fill your schedule. It's all thanks to word of mouth from your existing clients. And, you know, this is true for many different industries. You know, boutique fitness is certainly not the only business niche that relies on this type of organic, natural marketing method. It's incredibly effective, both in terms of outcome and cost. In fact, word of mouth marketing ranks high on the list when it comes to ways for any business to grow their client base. And I would say that, you know, having that steady stream of new clients come through the door is really up there on that list of priorities when it comes to building your business and your long-term success. And having an effectively created referral program that is designed specifically for your business and what you're doing and your goals can really supercharge the process of bringing you new clients and create a win-win for you and your clients. It's also a relatively low-cost way to bring in new clients. And the data shows that clients who are referred by their friends are more likely to buy more and stay longer, right? And this makes sense because what happens is if you have got a great client that you love to work with, then their friends are probably fairly similar to them in some ways. And your client has made a recommendation to someone they know who they already have perhaps determined will like what you offer. So they've done all of that sort of hard work of finding the right person and perhaps pre-qualifying them to some degree, right? So it's no surprise that when those referrals show up, they are already on board with what you do. It's much easier for you to sell them a package and book them into a class. And it's not surprising that they end up staying that bit longer than a client that perhaps hadn't come through that same route, right? Now, if you've got clients who know each other too, I mean, it's a great way to create that community and really encourage that community to inside of your studio. And I know for so many studio owners, that is a really important component of what drives them and fulfills them when it comes to their business. All right. So referrals are awesome for your business. We love, love, love them. So, you know, one of the reasons why referrals work so well to bring you business and business that is good business, right? So it's good by good business, I mean that the people who show up are buying more and staying longer. And the reason why is because you are more likely to trust the recommendation from a friend who you know and who knows you, right? I mean, there's nothing more compelling than hearing a trusted friend give perhaps like rave reviews of something, right? It's the reason that I own, you know, a weighted blanket, right? And a Yeti cup and an aromatherapy diffuser. None of the things I ever needed, but that's not the point. I have them because they came from, you know, my friends who had bought them and talked about them and loved them. And I saw them and tried them and enjoyed it too, right? So we know that reviews drive people to trust more and to be more willing and open to buying, right? And I'm sure that you have plenty of examples of products or services you purchase based on, you know, just some recommendations from a friend that you trust. Yeah. But, you know, I tell you about my experiences, but I also want to share that, you know, there's a lot of research that has been done on this. You know, Nielsen did a huge survey about referrals and recommendations, and they found some really interesting data that really supports this idea of referrals and how important they are for business. So what they found was that over 80% of people in their survey from across all generations, from boomers to millennials, said that they trust word of mouth marketing over, say, editorial content or advertising or even brand sponsorship. But even more telling is that nearly 30% of millennials said that they would not try a product if their friends hadn't approved of it. This is so interesting, right? How our behavior changes based on what our friends feel or about products and services. All right. Now, what we know is that people are actually four times as likely to make a purchase if a friend told them about it. And they have a retention rate nearly 40 times higher than new clients that didn't come through a referral. All right. So I told you earlier about the fact that they buy more and they stay longer. It's this survey shows the exact same thing across many different businesses. All right. And what we also know from this survey is that over 80% of consumers are actually more likely to engage with a brand that has some sort of referral program than one that doesn't. If you have a referral program that is designed for your business and that is designed to bring in new clients, then it actually will increase that engagement because of the way that it's designed. Okay. So the reality is you don't have to wait for word of mouth marketing to work for you and wait for clients to come to you. You can encourage referrals from your clients, and having a referral program is how you do that. Okay. So let's talk about how to get your referral program buzzing. Now, I think there are probably three major components that you have to get right when you are creating and sustaining an effective referral program. Okay. And those are, first of all, having a compelling offer. So you have to have something that you know people are going to want to buy, and something that is super compelling, right? Number two, You want to be nurturing the new relationships. And then finally, number three, you want to be promoting your referral program. So let's dive into each of these pieces separately. And by the end of this episode, I promise you'll be ready to create and launch your very own referral program. So first up, let's talk about your offer. Now, this is what you will be giving your existing clients in exchange for their referral. All right. And the key here is for whatever this looks like to be very compelling for your clients. And it has to appeal to both your existing client and their friend. Now, we have to be really smart here. And this is where I say there isn't one way to do this, because much of the way that you structure this is going to be based on how well you know your client and what you think your clients will be compelled to do. Sorry, I should say how well you know your clients and whether or not they will be compelled to take action and bring their friend in with whatever you're going to offer them. And some people are going to be driven by monetary reward. Other people will be driven by other types of offers or incentives, right? So you can choose to reward the client, the existing client. But what I would encourage you to do is to actually give incentives to both your current client and your new client to make it really kind of a no-brainer to give your services a try, right? So that might look something like this. Your current client refers a friend, and that current client gets a discount on their next class pass, or it could even be a gift card to another local business to treat themselves, or perhaps some other token of appreciation just for their willingness to bring a new client your way. I'm a big fan of giving your existing clients a thank you of some sort, not for all the friends that they bring, right? Because oftentimes I see that that reward is linked to a purchase, and you know that can work, but frankly, your clients are not your salespeople. They are bringing you a referral, and whether or not you make a sale once they come through the door is more up to you, the business owner, than it is up to your client. So we want your existing clients to feel happy and comfortable and good about bringing their friends into your business. And so if you reward them for just bringing their friends in, and it doesn't have to be anything too huge or too expensive for you, but if you can show some sort of token of appreciation, it will go a very long way. And that's how your client will recognize and feel good about their decision to bring their friend to you. And they may bring more friends to you, right? Now the options are truly nearly endless for what you can offer, but I would really encourage you to keep it very, very simple and be clear about what the incentive is or what the rewards are, and don't make it too confusing or too difficult to access that reward, right? If you overcomplicate it, you will, I guarantee, risk losing interest from both your clients and their friends. So if you've created a compelling offer that you know is going to entice your existing clients, now you have to get intentional about what you're going to do with those new clients when they show up for their session. And the key here is that you must nurture that new relationship. Your client has trusted you to deliver a phenomenal experience for their friend, so you don't want to let them down. You really want to go the extra mile and take really good care of this new relationship with a very, very much a service-focused onboarding system with lots of touch points to check in on them and make sure that they are having a fantastic client experience. Now, this could look like all sorts of different types of touch point, whether it's a phone call or a shout out on social media or email or a text message, right? And you want to make sure that you're very thoughtful about the experience you want to give all new clients, but especially those that come from referrals, because we know that those people that come from referrals are more likely to buy and more likely to stay longer, more likely to spend more. So we want to make sure that there is nothing missing from that journey for them. Okay. Now, one of the ways that you can really help new clients to perhaps manage their expectations effectively is perhaps by giving them a dedicated page on your website where they can get informed about what it's like to be your new client. What classes should they start with? what they can hope to achieve or feel as a member of your studio, as a member of your community. I covered a little bit more about what this looks like in episode 24. It's called 8 Essential Elements Your Studio Website Needs. So I really recommend you go back and listen to that after you finish listening to this episode and check it out for some really helpful info about your website. Okay, last but not least, you definitely have to tell people about your referral program. Now, I cannot tell you the number of times that I have gone down my checklist of marketing resources and assets that every studio has. And when I get to the referral program, I ask a studio owner, do you have a referral program? And they say, yes. And I say, great. How effective is it? And they say, it's not effective at all. No one ever uses it. And then my next question is, how often are you telling your clients that your referral program exists? And then I get a bit of a pause usually. And then there's like a bit of a, perhaps that light bulb moment, that aha moment of, well, it's been a while, or I haven't really told them about it recently, or I told them about it a few months ago. I sent an email, or I tell them about it when they first join. So the key really is with anything that you want to stay top of mind for your clients is you have to be talking about it often with your client base. So remember, you know, your clients get hit with many, many, many marketing messages each day, and I don't want yours to be forgotten. So you do have to repeat yourself often to make sure that this stays top of mind for your clients. So talk about it often. Perhaps put a little blurb in your email blasts, put signs up in your studio, and probably talk about it about twice as much as you think you should. And I have to say, it really is common for referral programs to kind of get pushed to the bottom of the list and not get a ton of love and attention. But if you do have one, I do recommend that you talk about it often, give it a lot of love, give it a bit of attention, and I promise you, it will pay you back. All right. So it will really, it really will pay you back. And I know that it feels perhaps like you're, well, you know, promoting your business all the time to people who are already there, maybe feels a bit awkward to you. But don't forget, the more friends your clients bring in, the more of a community you're creating for them, right? And, you know, nothing is quite as fun as working out with a friend for so many reasons. And that's definitely something that you can use as your marketing, your referral program. And I promise you that when you have those handful of clients that really do step into that brand ambassador role for you because they are such big fans of what you do, they will send you not just one client, not just two clients, but they will send you client after client after client. All right. So, you know, we've learned a lot today. We know that clients who join your studio community as a referral tend to stay longer, spend more, and that initial sale is much, much easier. And I think that that is reason enough to perhaps have a very, very thoughtful referral program mapped out with a very, very thoughtful and intentional ways of promoting that referral program amongst your client base. All right. So encourage your clients to bring their friends, entice them with a compelling offer, and then just blow them away with your amazing studio and the client experience that you give them. All right. So there you have it. My top tips for creating and sustaining a referral program that helps everybody win, you, your clients, and their friends. So now it's your turn. Take on board what I've told you. If you could use a little bit of support with setting up your own referral program, get in touch. I have a lot of resources that can help. And if you've loved what you've heard today, I would be so appreciative if you could take a quick minute, go to wherever you're listening to this and rate and review this podcast. It will mean a ton to me and will help to get the podcast out into our community so that more teachers and studio owners just like you can feel more encouraged and supported on their journey in our industry. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.